The following program is brought to you by Chemotherapy.com. Your complete chemotherapy guide puts answers to your questions in one simple place. www.chemotherapy.com.
How long will I be in chemotherapy?
What should I ask my doctor?
What are the side effects?
Will I lose my hair?
When will I start to feel better?
What about alternate therapies?
Who can I turn to for help?
If you're facing chemotherapy, it's easy to feel overwhelmed. But now it's easier to find answers in one place. Chemotherapy.com. From different types of treatment to side effects, to the right questions to ask along the way, the answers are at your fingertips at www.chemotherapy.com, your complete chemotherapy guide.
For Discovery Health, I'm Will Johnson. All this month, our Discovery Health podcasts are focusing on cancer and cancer research. Having a regular doctor that you trust is, of course, important for anyone when it comes to getting the right health care and treatment. But a new study in the April issue of Cancer shows that barriers to healthcare among African American men are a significant issue when it comes to treatment of disease, especially prostate cancer, as they look at in this study. We spoke to Dr. Dorado Brooks, Director of Prostate and Colorectal Cancers for the American Cancer Society, about the study.
Unlike what has been previously hypothesized to be a major reason for African American men having more advanced disease, African-American men actually did seem to be more aware of their elevated risk for the disease than had previously been suspected. And that is opposed to a lack of awareness that much of the disparity that's seen in prostate cancer may very well be related to a lack of access to adequate health care.
On the positive side, Dr. Brooks points out that the study shows the awareness message is getting out there.
What it shows is that the work that the Cancer Society and other organizations have done in recent years to try to educate and make African American men aware of their increased risk of prostate cancer is bearing fruit. Even at that, though, there was still only About 46% of men still perceive, of African American men still perceive themselves as having a small risk of developing prostate cancer. So we haven't gotten the message to everyone, but it's clear that the message is getting out there.
But the real issue remains: why are African American men having a more difficult time getting adequate health care? And what are some of the specific barriers?
One, there is a higher rate of being uninsured among the African American population. But that uninsured rate was still very, very low in this group of men. Only about 8% of the men, African American men in the study, were uninsured, but that's compared to, I believe, 2% of the white men. 3% of the whites were uninsured, and 8% African Americans uninsured. A bigger gap was with regard to those men who were covered by Medicare. Of Medicare-eligible men among the white population, 32% of those men also had a Medicare supplement, which pays a good portion of deductibles and out-of-pocket cost, that, and only 17% of the African-American men had that. So that's more a case probably of what would be termed underinsurance. So certainly insurance contributes significantly to some of the gaps that we see in healthcare between whites and many minority populations in the country.
However, insurance is not the only barrier to adequate healthcare. Dr. Brooks explains.
As it turns out, a strikingly more significant proportion of the African American men receive their health care outside of the private health care system, either in public health clinics or in hospital emergency rooms. And both of those settings often have inherent challenges associated with them, particularly going to the emergency room. Establishing any sort of relationship or continuity of care is very difficult. You see whatever doctor happens to be on shift at that time. And in many public health clinics, unfortunately, you have that same sort of situation. There also are often prolonged waits to get an appointment in those settings, and at times individuals may have to take half a day or, unfortunately, even a full day off work. One of the things that the study showed was that the African-American men were much more likely to work in blue-collar occupations, If you're a blue-collar worker, taking half a day off for work may end up getting your paycheck docked. The impact may be significantly different for you than someone working in the managerial or other white-collar positions. So those sorts of things contribute to African-American men delaying seeking care or simply not getting care entirely.
And finally, making it easier for patients to have a trusting relationship with their doctor is critical when it comes to getting the right care.
Having a relationship with a physician or a healthcare provider and developing trust in that provider over time seems to increase the likelihood that individuals will have different kinds of preventive health services, and also has been tied in other cases with adherence to treatment, following up on treatment recommendations. And one of the things that this study also pointed out is that the trust factor is somewhat lacking among African American men to a greater degree than it was in white men.
So what can be done to improve the situation? As Dr. Brooks explains, awareness is only one piece of the puzzle.
We need to look at some of these other barriers that were outlined and try to determine why African American men, even those who are insured, may be more likely to get their care in settings that may inhibit continuity and relationship and trust building. Trying to alter those systems of care where minority patients are receiving their care to try to enhance developing continuity relationships, as opposed to people going to the emergency room, making care accessible to them in primary care settings. Some of that is done by increasing the staffing. Some of it can be done by altering the hours. I mean, the benefit to many of the emergency room is that you've got access pretty much 24 hours a day. So if you work from 8 in the morning till 6 in the evening, many doctor's offices are closed at that time. So if you don't want to take time off work, you have to go in during those off hours. So the systems that are providing care for these individuals need to be accessible to them other than 8 to 5, Monday through Friday. So weekend hours, evening hours, just to expand access. Also, trying to make sure that at least some of the folks in those settings look like the patients that are seeking care there. There's other work that has demonstrated that African-American patients may have a better chance of developing a ongoing relationship and a trusting relationship with African-American providers, and the same with other minority populations. People in many instances are able to develop a rapport or a level of comfort more quickly with folks with whom they sense a shared experience or background. So making sure that some of the providers, nursing staff, and others who are working in these environments look like the patients that are being served in these environments.
Dr. Dorado Brooks is Director of Prostate and Colorectal Cancers for the American Cancer Society, speaking to us this week about the new study in the April issue of Cancer. For this Discovery Health podcast, I'm Will Johnson.